Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we stand on day 84 of the 2025 legislative session, and the time until the legislature adjourns sine die can now be measured in hours rather than days. The standing committees, for the most part, have finished their work, the remaining conference committees are meeting here and there, and for the most part, the Capitol is beginning to empty out. Legislators have cleaned out their offices, desks, and apartments, some have even loaded their cars. All in anticipation of the motion to adjourn sine die. For those who may not know, sine die is Latin for without a day. For the last 4 months, at the end of each floor session, the majority leaders in both the House and Senate have made a motion to adjourn until the next legislative day. To adjourn sine die means to adjourn without setting a day to reconvene. It's the end of the end, the grand finale of any legislative session. All work ceases, legislators and staff head for home, and the Capitol goes into mothballs until the start of either a special session or the next regular session in 2027. It's also that point where all of the bills moving through the process stop where they are and remain frozen in time. Many stopped moving forward months ago, but could have been resurrected with enough votes. Some are on the threshold of passing, and many have been sent to the governor. When the final gavel falls, the bills that have not cleared both houses simply die. In speaking with former legislators, the word that keeps coming up to describe this session is the word bizarre. It began with the coup in the Senate, where 9 Republicans ceded enough votes to allow the Democrats to control the process. What began as a huge Republican Senate majority became, in effect, a Democrat majority with the Democrat minority leader in charge. The Democrats and the 9 moderate Republicans then blocked removal of the former Senate president, who was caught diverting state dollars to a close friend. Fast forward to the end of the session, where the 9 then gave the Democrat minority leader veto power over the makeup of the all-important conference committees. The Democrats, joined by the 9, also passed a bloated budget filled with liberal priorities and sent it to the House, where the latest bizarre event took place yesterday when 67 members of the House voted to accept the Democrat version of the budget. Historically, the House would reject the Senate amendments and a free conference committee would have been appointed to iron out the differences. This year, it appears the House will skip the conference committee and send the budget to the governor as is. The big tell is who voted for the bill in the end. Republicans control both houses by comfortable majorities, and normally the votes to pass the budget come from the majority party. In this case, every single Democrat, without exception, in both the House and the Senate voted in favor of the bill. That has never happened before in the history of the state. With the final vote on the budget scheduled to take place this morning, we've reached the point in the session where the vote to adjourn sine die can take place at any moment. Most think it will happen today. If not, then tomorrow at the very latest. Like a herd of droughted cows, these legislators who have been away from their families for 4 months are ready to call it a day and stampede for home. We appreciate their hard work and the sacrifices they've made to make Montana a better place for all of its citizens. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.